USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This, to me, is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, green-lighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. A federal judge has just ruled that President Trump cannot stop his accountants from turning over his taxes to Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr., who's probing whether the Trump Organization falsified business records related to so-called hush money payments. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement with errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees. Call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You could achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
It's the first Monday of October, which means the U.S. Supreme Court is back in session today. Some major cases on its docket include cases about immigration, gun rights, and abortion. One of the Democrats running for the White House, Senator Cory Booker, was discussing abortion and related issues on the campaign trail on Sunday.
I'm going to create a White House Office of Reproductive Freedom to begin to coordinate and deal with these issues. And that involves everything from working to codify Roe in legislation all the way, frankly, to dealing with maternal mortality rates, which are horrific.
Meanwhile, a federal appeals court will be hearing arguments in New Orleans today on a Mississippi law that was passed last year banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. It's never taken effect as a district judge declared the law unconstitutional, although the law is now being appealed by the state. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The oldest living former U.S. president falling at his home in Georgia yesterday, but Jimmy Carter told a crowd later in Nashville, Tennessee, he had to show up there for the building project he was scheduled to be part of for Habitat for Humanity.
I got up this morning at home in Plains getting ready to go to church. Because right after that we had a family reunion and we were coming to Nashville and I fell down and hit my forehead on a sharp edge and had to go to the hospital and they took 14 stitches in my forehead and my eyes black as you notice. But I had a number one priority and that was to come to Nashville to build houses.
Talks to end a weeks-long strike of General Motors workers don't appear to be headed in the right direction. The United Auto Workers Union says while there's been some progress on some issues, the talks have now taken a turn for the worse. The union claiming GM is showing an unwillingness to fairly compensate its workers. And two researchers from the U.S. and one from Britain are sharing this year's Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Committee today naming Americans William Kalin Jr. and Greg Semenza, as well as Sir Peter Ratcliffe. The four have identified the molecular machinery that regulates the activity of genes in response to varying levels of oxygen. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.